Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast.
Cats, boots. Boots, boots, boots and cats. Cats and boots, boots and cats. Take a cat and eat a boot. But don't eat the boot because that would be weird.
Welcome to Bedtime Stories for Breakfast.
Oh, I thought you were going to forget the name. I was like, yes, yes, yes.
No, I was just taking a nice inhalation because I was...
Insulation?
I was taking a breath because I was kind of... It was like a sigh, but mid-sentence, you know? I'm kind of done with you.
It's this general state is done with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, just done with you.
Yep.
Yeah, so welcome. We're outside this evening.
This is fine. We're in the jungle, the mighty jungle.
It's fine. Tuesday evening.
Is it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
Wow, this means it's
Remember Tennis
Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Tennis Tuesday.
We play tennis and then we record this podcast.
That's the thing we do if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
We play tennis and then I win. And then
no, usually it's fairly evenly matched, but today I got Shrek'd. Like,
sorry.
No, today, you earned that
It wasn't your day today.
No.
I just feel like Roger Federer, man. You just, sometimes you gotta channel.
That went over
Roger Federer? That is a very mainstream. Oh. Like, he's like one of the most popular tennis players. Venus Williams?
What?
Venus Williams?
Is there Serena Williams?
Yeah, well, that's her sister, yeah.
Her sister? Oh, there's two.
There's sisters. Okay. Goodness gracious.
Gotcha. I play tennis with you, but I don't watch tennis.
I actually used to watch tennis a lot. Like, more than I was willing to...
That makes me a little...
A lot of people would be like, tennis is so dumb. I'd be like, yeah. And then go home and watch Wimbledon, because I loved it.
I love it. I feel like when we were younger, anytime I went to, like, Fairmont and play tennis with, like, my cousin or my sister, she'd be like, tennis is dumb.
Yeah, and I'd be secretly watching tennis.
Confession time.
It is. This is confession time. Sorry, everyone.
I've been living a lie.
Matt's insecure.
It's true. And he doesn't,
to
like...
To an extent.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
This is deep. We're out here. There's candles.
Yo, did I say we're outside yet?
Yes, we did.
I don't think we did this take.
No, we did. I said, in the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Okay. Yeah, we're outside. The sky's beautiful. And there's
it's
some candles.
Shade of black. And there's candles.
No, there's like colors in the sky behind you.
I can't really see them.
Yeah, if you turn yonder.
You turn yonder. There be a sky.
There's
right
a moon.
There.
It's like half.
Half moon. I think that's half cheek in it.
It's either a waxing or waning gibbous.
It's either a waxing or waning gibbous.
Tell me, why did you switch into Timothy's voice there?
I don't know. You're just Timothy.
Would you say that Timothy was loosely based off of myself?
Yes.
We should talk about this. Timothy is my character creation.
It is. Sorry, if people don't know that Hildy created Timothy.
He was a character who was meant to kind of exaggerate some of my characteristics.
Well, yeah, he's pretty campy.
And pluggy. Pluggy and campy. Which
pluggy
are,
and campy.
Yeah.
And so I just really like Timothy's character. And I just...
Yeah.
And so when I was thinking of like episode one, I was like, we should do Timothy. Just for
let's
like...
do Timothy.
Fan, well, not fan service, your service.
My service. Matthew service.
Matt service.
Matt service.
iMovie Matt.
Service both of us.
Yeah.
Again, fake nickname.
I he's on iCloud too.
I'm on iCloud?
Yeah. Wait, what's it called? SoundCloud. Different cloud. Sorry, there's so many clouds.
I do have an iPhone, so I do have an iCloud account. Yes.
Look me up, man. I'm on iCloud. Look me up and I'm Gmail.
Oh, man, you should see my OneDrive. It's sick.
Dude. Dude.
Slide into my Dropbox, dude.
Slide into the Dropbox. Box me, bro. Why? Sorry.
So for those of you who stayed through that.
Yeah, thank you for staying with us,
We're done
way.
With the whole Timothy thing for now. We got some fan art, thanks to Regan.
Yes, Regan. Yes, my wonderful girlfriend. She is
stellar.
An awesome artist. She's good at everything, really.
Yeah, she's the best. But
yes. Yeah. And so she drew Tim. And it's awesome. We're going to post it on Instagram later this week, but you'll probably see it before you listen to this.
And if you didn't know he was loosely based off me before you saw him, you did after you saw his round glasses and bow tie. So special shout out to Regan for that, because no one instructed her to draw bow tie.
No, she said she felt the bow tie.
Yeah, because he's based off of me. Sadness.
Maybe.
And you made him the most pluggy guy ever. And he drives a Mini Cooper. Come on, man. Larry. So I have a Mini Cooper. His name is Larry. He's beautiful. He likes his running shoes or his winter boots, depending on the season. I treat him like he's my dog, legitimately. Like, I'll walk by him and be like, hey, Larry. And then I'll be like, oh, wait.
That could be on, like, a weird TLC show.
No, for real. Like, I personify him. It started out as just, like, joking personifying him. But
I'm
like,
cringing hard right now.
I legitimately, like consider him, if not a person, an extra dog. Like, I have two wonderful dogs, Maddie and Mo. Follow my Instagram for pics. But I treat him like a third dog. And, like, I'll drive him.
Do
and
you take
I'll, like,
him for walks?
While I drive him.
Do you, like, rub his belly?
You know how he has, like, a middle speedometer? Because he's... kind of, like... pet that and I say good Larry.
Caress his speedometer and say good Larry.
Yeah.
If I was in a car, I would drive away.
And like if I'm at work and I'll walk by, I'm like, hey Larry, and people are like, all right, Matt,
you do my you. Lanta. Let's Atlanta. Move on from this.
You're at Atlanta.
What?
You're Atlanta.
I'm not in Atlanta.
We're recording in Atlanta, plot twist.
Yes, we're outside in Atlanta. It's a big city.
Yeah. I mean, we're from Martinsville, Saskatchewan, so
shout out to Martinsville. My great grandpa made this city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We built this city on your farmland.
It's true. Like, no one believes me. Or they just think it's lame. I'll be like, hey, I'm like the Prince of Martinsville. And they'd be like, sure, Matt. I'm like, no. My grandpa, like, created this place. And they were like, well, that's not really, you shouldn't be too proud of that. I'm like, what? It's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am Prince Matt of Martinsville. Let it be known.
Let it be known that Matt said let it be known to make fun of all the times that I've said let it be known.
You say it a lot.
On this podcast. I think most of them don't make the actual cut because you're like, Matt, that's garbage. But I say...
I don't say that.
I let it be known that I say let it be known a lot in takes that don't make it into the podcast.
It's true. Also, last episode...
Stop touching the candle. Put it back. Put it down.
I like this. Makes me feel
people
powerful.
People are going to think that I'm like...
Just
jerk. Yeah, they're like, you just, like, talk down to Matt. And you,
it's okay, I'm usually the Omega. It's kind of my role. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop this. Yeah, we're done with Timothy. Now we're going to move on. We're going to just, literally, we're improvising this next part here. Like, 110% improvising this.
I mean, it's been improv this whole time.
It has, but
we had a plan to use Timothy.
We had, like, a little schematic... A blueprint of like, okay, we gotta incorporate this turtle and he's gonna be detective, and that's the only thing we used.
Yeah. But now,
and look, we made masterpieces.
While we're playing tennis, I pitched to Matt horror, but for kids. But actually for everyone.
So we might do a horror movie.
So
I
think we're gonna roll with horror for kids for everyone. So without further ado, horror for kids, but for everyone. 3, 2, 1, weird sound effect.
Welcome to podcast, spooky podcast. I'm so glad that you could join us tonight. Of all the nights, the name is Gerald von Lichten Schlippidips.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing
at you. There is nothing to laugh at.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is really bad at it.
You know I am the count of the castle in where I come from.
Which is?
Which is the land I come from?
Witches. No, I was just stating witches.
Oh,
this
yes.
This is a spooky podcast.
There are many witches. Sand witches. That's the only kind of witch I can think of.
Me too.
You
but
don't seem...
speaking of, where do you come from?
I come from the land down under.
Australia?
You don't get song reference. You're too hipster for this. I come from a land down under. You don't know that song?
I was thinking of...
Where women roll and men plunder.
Because I asked you, like, where do you come from? And then I just started, where'd you come from? Got not Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd
and
you
that's,
come from?
In my country, that song is banned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm very offended. There was a man named Cotton Eye Joe, and he left. Where did he go?
I'm laughing at your misfortune, and your...
How dare you?
I think I'm just going to see myself out.
Good.
All right.
Listeners, it's time to go on a journey of self-discovery through a spooky... I can hear the door.
Yeah, I'm seeing myself out. I said I was seeing myself out.
Okay, goodbye. of a journey of self-discovery through a land so spooky, so scary, so give you to heebie-jeebies. This is not good for you. But if you are brave and strong like me, you'll be okay. So come with me to the land of spook.
Is that what it's called?
What? I thought you...
magic, spook, boom, poof.
So you think you're magical?
I am.
Then why don't you join us on the journey of self-discovery?
Well, I have a dentist appointment.
You have a dentist... In my country, we don't have dentists.
Oh. And your country is?
Habalang Schlangadang. Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry.
In Habalang Schlangadang.
I would like to formally apologize for all the laughter I have. I just keep laughing at your culture. Let it be known that that is not okay. Here at
Thank you.
Bedtime Stories for Breakfast, we do not laugh at other people's cultures.
Good. Now, come.
So, sorry, can you repeat the name of your country?
Ham lama shlam ding dong.
It feels to me like that was a different name.
No, it was not. I will take you. A bridge crosses a great river, and fog is thick, dummy thick.
Two C's.
Three.
Oh, wow. Is that a cultural thing?
Of course. You know what sound three C's makes in my country?
Please tell me.
Achit!
Okay.
So it's dummy thick. Achit!
You know what? I think I'm going to go get some tea for us because clearly I can't handle this.
If it'll make you more brave.
Yeah, tea really... I think tea fortifies me.
That is very sad because tea is for the weak.
Oh.
You know what is drink that is good? Chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
We only drink chocolate milk.
Only.
Because we only have brown cows.
Not how that works. And weird thing to be okay making such a strong stance on. Like, tell me, is that like a racial thing? Like,
what?
Do you, like, is it because you guys think that brown cows are superior? Or is it just the only animal that you happen to have in your country?
That's the only cows we have.
By choice or?
No, no.
By happen chance?
There is only one type of cow.
Type of cow. Sorry, I'm another cultural thing. I'm just really yes. digging into
Sometimes your... our T's and our K's, they yeah. switch.
it's a cultural
Would
thing.
You kick off now?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. I thought that was
no.
a joke. But I'm
it's no
leave.
Joke.
Okay.
There is no joke
I'm sorry.
Here.
Please forgive me. I know I've been, frankly, I've been an embarrassment to this podcast. So.
Yes.
And that takes a lot. It really does.
Once you cross the bridge, you see a grand castle. That is mine. It is called the Castle. That's what it's called. There is an old legend in the land of Hamalama Shling Ding Diggity Dong. And there's a great beast. And his name is so horrifying that it strikes fear into the hearts of many. Brave warriors come to our country and try to destroy it, to take the beast down. But it is not done. It has never been done before. Not until now. You, my friend, will take this beast out. The beast's name is Kevin. The very name, the sound, strikes fear into even me. Kevin, he lurks in the shadows. And when you're not looking, he does something so horrifying. It's disturbing to even think about. When you're not looking, he gives you parking ticket. many people in Homolonga Schlingschlong have gotten parking tickets when they have paid. Or when it says free parking, that is Kevin giving them parking tickets. He walks around with his weapon in hand. He clicks it. And he starts to write the death wish. My great aunt last week got a parking ticket from old Kevin. $15. She hasn't slept since. But you will be able to park for free. You are the bravest hero I have ever seen, or heard, or had hear me. You must destroy Kevin. The fate of Hamalama Lingdong rests in your hands. Are you willing to accept? You don't have a choice. You're walking, and it's night. A few droplets of rain hit off your jacket, and you hear a sound. It sounds like a duck, because it is. Chuck the duck. He walks up to you, and he asks you what you're doing here in Hamalama Ningning. You say to him, I'm here on a mission to destroy Kevin. Chuck the duck doesn't give up flying. He'll never give up flying. But for Kevin, he walks. Because Kevin gives him flying tickets. That's how beastly Kevin is. You continue to walk down the street until you see it. The forest of tree. You walk into the forest. Bugs are everywhere, crawling all around you, lurking, telling you to move away because free parking approaches. You go up and you see the free parking sign. But you notice something. The fine print. It says free parking only on Sundays. There is your answer. You know that you can only park for free on Sundays. Kevin has been bamboozling people all this time. You know what to do. The bravery in your heart ignites like a fire within your soul. And you run to Kevin's office. It smells of paper and pen. And regulation. The very stench of it scares you. Your legs begin to shake, and goosebumps crawl up your spine. You knock on the door, and somebody opens it. It's Marianne, Kevin's assistant. She looks at you and asks you,
What are you doing here, sugar?
You tell her what you're here for. You say, you must see Kevin immediately. And she tells you he's not here. He's out lurking in the shadows. So you turn away and thank Marianne and walk back into the forest. And then you can sense a presence behind you. And you hear the click of the pen. You realize that on your way, you had parked your little donkey in the 15-minute zone. And Kevin is on the prowl. You begin to run, but you hear footsteps behind you, running as well. Your pace quickens, but his does as well. Faster and faster you run to your little donkey.
You get there, jump on, and try and untie him as fast as possible. But it's too late. Kevin has pinned the ticket to your donkey. You look. It's a $4 ticket. You look around everywhere, but Kevin is not to be seen. Kevin has got you. But then, rage is inside of you, and courage. Courage. You ride your little donkey as fast as his legs can carry to find Kevin. You finally reach his lair. You see bones all around. Sorry, I mean cones, parking cones. You walk through the grim area, and there, sitting in a chair, is Blair, Kevin's grandmother. You ask where Kevin is, and she tells you that he's making macaroni. You run to the kitchen and approach Kevin. Kevin turns around with a smile creeping across his face, and he begins to laugh. He tells you it's too late. But if you pay your ticket within the next 3 hours, you get $2 off. You can do it online too. But you don't care. You know that you must do what has to be done to save the land of Immy Mimmy Boop Bop. You tell Kevin to make the font on those signs bigger, because the people of this country have been bamboozled by you for too long. Kevin snickers and spits on the ground. And he tells you that it'll never happen. So, you take the parking ticket and you make the finest paper airplane this side of the land has ever seen. And you throw it directly into Kevin's belly button. It was an Audi. Now it is an Innie. Kevin shrieks and falls to the ground. A tear drips from his eye, and he looks at you, stretches his arms out, and says, "All right, I will change the sign. You have done it. You have saved the land of Ooky Mooky Bing Bong. Shlamalaba Ding Dong. The people are free of Kevin and his wicked ways, and you have saved many people's wallets from being a lot lighter. You are truly a hero. I thank you so much for listening to this spooky podcast. I am your narrator, Caleb. Or Gerald. Sorry, the Caleb is silent. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. All right, I'm going to get the weird T-boy and the other guy. He seems to be all right.
You may enter if you dare.
Get it.
Okay, thank you. Get me out here. This is
out
my
here.
Backyard.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me back into my own backyard.
Yes, you're welcome. I go now.
And this has been Bedtime Stories for Breakfast. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Gerald.
All right, Gerald.
Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. I'm sorry, this is...
Will you
again
me?
I'm just terrible.
Tonight in your sleep, you will get a ticket.
No. Wait, was there something about tickets in the story? I legitimately left.
He's gone.
Good.
Gonzo.
Good riddance.
What? I like Gerald. I don't know about his third eye, though. That's kind of weird.
Oh, what?
He's got three eyes, man. He's like a beast.
I don't see eyes.
I see you. I don't know what you mean, but good gravy. This has been Ep 3.
Charlie Brown.
Good night snacks for tales.
Good.
Episode 3D.
I almost said, like, I started to say good as if that was the actual start, but
good
you've
night.
Really tainted my, like, ability to say the name of
the podcast. I was talking
podcast.
With Reagan the other day about it, and I was kept on saying good night. Good night snacks, and I just couldn't stop. And she was like, it's bedtime stories for breakfast. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Should we change our name?
Like, I think we should.
You got me.
It should be actually, good night snacks.
Do you really want to change the name?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Can you just like, good night stories for snacks.
Yeah.
Good night stories. Like, that'd be such a letdown.
Oof.
Oof.
This is what happens. I pitch ideas, and he just...
I oof all over them.
You're like oofing over me.
Yep.
It's a big oof. You're an oofer.
I'm an oofer. An oofer with two woofers.
Woofer? Oh, yeah. I was like, what? What is a woofer, and why do you have two of them?
No, I have two little doggies. They're pretty precious.
Yeah.
I feel like most people who are friends with me mostly just want to hang with Maddie and Mo.
It's true.
Yeah.
People
have told me that before. They're like, I hang out with you exclusively to see your dogs. I'm like...
That's a lot of people, though. Yeah. Like, if they have a cool dog, just like, down. Let's go see the dog.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening. How did we do the professional thing last time?
We were like, Bedtime Stories for Breakfast is brought to you by Coffee Mate Productions. Coffee
what
Bros Productions. And I said it like that.
Is that your radio voice? Hey, this is Matt Hildebrandt.
Yeah, it's kind of cringy. Like, go listen to episode one. I was like, Bedtime Stories for
Your
Breakfast.
Outro after that was, you were like, hey, so.
I know.
Please subscribe. Really, just subscribe
it was so
to us.
Late.
Just subscribe.
I know, I was so
I'm like,
laxy.
No.
Actually, you didn't like it?
No, I did. I
you
just
never,
laughed because I was
yeah,
because wow.
You weren't there when I recorded that.
No, like, just subscribe.
I texted you at
just
like...
Just subscribe,
it
Matt.
It was like midnight or something, and I was like, Matt, we have like... We didn't do anything. We like we had all these goals. We're like, okay, in the outro, we need to do this, 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 and we're like, nah.
No.
Nah. But the nice... The first one was all polished. This one's just like...
This is what it is.
This is an outro. This
bless
is the
you.
Podcast now.
We have to say bless you now.
Bless you and keep you.
Yes. And thank you so much for listening. Subscribe. We have Instagram.
We do. Yeah. Please follow the Insta.
Insta us.
And DM me for Spikeball.
DM Hilly for Spikeball.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank
Bedtime
you
Stories
for listening.
For Breakfast.
Boom.
New episodes every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. So next week.
On the Mondays.
On the Monday.
Yeah.
It'll be out.
And you can hear us in your sleep.
In your sleep.
Because that's apparently how we end episodes now. All right.
Bye-bye.